Chapter 1. Pino and Playhouses. A heisty exit. Welcome back to Pino and Playhouses, where we make wine and theatre accessible to the masses. Today, we're at it again, talking about the notorious boys about town who simply must have expensive bottles of wine, despite not having the inclination to pay for it. In the latest instalment of A Heisty Exit, the boys manage to pilfer not one, but two bottles of Montrachet, a very expensive dry white wine for those of you wondering, from the beautiful Café Jardin. How, you ask? Well, this time around, they employed a different ruse. After ordering the first bottle of the Montrachet, which the waiter poured for them, the boys then ordered their meals, with one ordering the lobster bisque and the other ordering the risotto. Only seconds after the food was placed before them, on an immaculately white tablecloth, one of the boys, the risotto eater, began choking. A waiter heroically performed the Heimlich manoeuvre, saving the choking man. A pound coin, ladies and gentlemen. That's what our antagonist was choking on. In a fluster, the maitre d' apologised to the men, offering them a bottle of champagne as an olive branch. The boys refused, stating that they didn't drink champagne. Who doesn't drink champagne? In lieu of champagne, they were instead offered another bottle of Montrachet, which they quickly accepted, before hightailing for the door. It wasn't until after the boys had left with two bottles of wine in hand and their bill unpaid that the waitstaff put two and two together. When one of the waiters, a fan of Pinot and Playhouses, shared my previous accounts of the boys' tea-leafing antics with his colleagues, they realised they'd been the latest victim in a string of wine heists. By my count, this is the fifth wine heist that we're aware of. And who knows how many others have gone under the radar? The question remains, is it worth it? What's wrong with a £10 bottle of Pinot Grigio from Tesco? For many of us, Montrachet is way out of budget, and we get along just fine with a bottle of wine from our local supermarket. What makes these boys different from the rest of us? Let me know what you think in the comments. Like, share, and follow Pinot and Playhouses for the latest news and tips in wine and theatre. Cheers! Francine Witt, the woman behind Pinot and Playhouses. Chapter 2. Wine Time. The camera lenses stare at me, wide-eyed and hungry. My eyes ache from preventing myself from rolling them live on air. I cringe at my own words, but I can't let the audience of middle-aged women desperate to know the latest wine news see that. Today, on my weekly segment of daytime TV, Wine Time, I'm letting them in on the secrets of how to find the best budget bottle of wine. We're in the middle of an economic crisis, after all, and people rely on wine to get them through it, myself included. It's not exactly top-tier reporting, but I've got to afford wine, and my flat in a recently gentrified area of London, somehow. I give them the lowdown. A Merlot from Morrison's, a Chardonnay from Sainsbury's, a Pinot Grigio from Lidl. The audience eats it up. They always do. I'm not exactly big news, but the sales of the wines I mention on Wake Up and Shake Up, the UK's leading weekday morning show, skyrocket every time without fail. I'm good at my job. It's not exactly how I saw my top-notch journalism degree being put to use, but I'm a semi-household name, so... Thank you, Francine, the chirpy bleach-blonde presenter Marigold says. I know what I'll be adding to my shopping list this week. We all know she doesn't have to buy budget wine, but I smile anyway. Marigold is likeable and successful, and I'm probably just jealous. You're welcome, I reply, walking off the stage. Up next, the Egyptologists behind Queen Nefertiti, the Royal Tour, join us to tell us all about their exciting exhibition at the British Museum. Talk about girl power, right, Max? She says to the graying co-host, who looks like he'd rather poke his eyes out with his Parker pen than talk about girl power.